flags, Middle Ridge Waltz.
Middle Ridge Waltz.
I thought you were supposed to play that time to get the flag.
she said Mitchell's tune, didn't she?
Oh, she said Middle Ridge Waltz.
What, you said Middle Ridge?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I did not think you said.
Middle Ridge, Mitchell, sounds the same.
Yeah. Two G's, two D's, and a G. Better not do that.
Oh, we didn't mention any names, for crying out loud.
Huh? What?
I said, we didn't mention any names. Oh. He was just telling me everybody got awful good after they'd been dead. And the reports of their plan really did increase as the longer they'd been buried. Well, we can only hope.
I've heard about an old tune from some fiddle players, and I think maybe Russell Fluharty played. Did you ever hear a tune called Phoebe Ice?
Yes, there is a tune called Phoebe Ice, and Russell used to say it was a relative of his. He's part of his family, Russ's family. I don't know. I've heard a tune way back years and years ago, and there's another tune my grandfather and father played, and my older brothers, but I never done anything with it. I never. PB Ice is almost dead, rearing and kicking with pain in their head. Is that what?
Is that the
rearing and kicking with pain in their head? That was some of the words to it. But
what was the story about her? Or is there one?
I don't know. Russell used to have a story about her, but I don't. She was supposed to have been some of Russell's relation. But I don't know about that, but I don't know the tune myself, but my family played it, my father played it. All the old people played it. Supposed to be Della Gray. That's what same tune. That's good. Good.
Could you do that play party version of Skip to Maloo that you played earlier?
I was down in the class when I first tried to sell dulcimers, and then when somebody bought one, they would say, "Well, do you give classes, teach?" And I said, "No, but I'll try to start you on something so you can learn yourself." And they said, okay, and they sit down, and there is something I could teach them in about 15 or 20 minutes, and they could do. And I had to Skip to Maloo. And so you could learn that in just about nothing flat on the dulcimer.
You agree with that?
Just about nothing flat. So they could take that and they could go home and work on that. But I kept saying, Sarah was talking about the play parties that you had that they went to before they had dances. They'd have play parties and you play music for the play parties and they would sing different ditties along with it. And they go through the same physical movements that you went through on square dancing, but you didn't call figure, so therefore it was classified as play party, not a dance. And this is one of the tunes that they used, but they had an additional version to it because there was a thing where you went, they had a circle, and you had to have one extra girl, or one extra man, or one because you took one of the parties away, and you. They made a circle, and then they'd start singing Skip to Maloo, and this gent would go over, and he would take the other guy's wife, and he'd take it back and be his partner then. Then that guy had to go steal another one. And the words to the second part of it, I'll play it, the second part that they put to it, and I don't think it, they ever intended to be there. They just put there because they sang. I'll play the first part, Skip to Malou. Steal, young gentleman, steal my wife and steal right back, and he ain't gonna steal her anymore. So that was part of the play party thing, as we call it, instead of a square dance. Is that what you was referring to?
Yes, yes. Play the whole thing. Play the whole thing through a time or two.
See, flies in the sugar bowl, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the sugar bowl, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the sugar bowl, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip a little my dog. Steal, young gentleman, steal. Steal my wife, I'll steal her back. Me ain't gonna steal anymore. See, the first flies in the sugar bowl, that's when the man went over and stole the other guy's partner and brought it back. The thing ain't doing it, but then after he got it, then it says this thing, the second part was steal, oh steal. It was what this party was, what the thing was supposed to be, that you're stealing somebody else's wife and taking her home with you. And he went and stole somebody else's wife. Still goes on today.
I can get another one just against the
other one. Yeah, I can get another one just. That's about right, too.
So those words got made up and substituted.
Well, I expect, well, not in the reality, I don't think it as a substitute for the caller, but it was something that fit in with the movements that they were going to do. And it's the same way, you've all heard of drop the handkerchief where the couples all lined up and then someone went around and dropped the handkerchief to your favorite man or something, and he picked it up and chased you around the ring till you got back home again. That's the same kind of stuff. But they actually did what we were trying to teach last night, that reel-to-reel bit with two couples. And they've done that a lot. And it's the same figure, that part of the figure that goes in the square dance, except there wasn't any color to it. And they could keep perfect time with their feet to a fast square dance piece. So it was essentially the same thing, except they didn't call it dancing.
So you could get away with it because...
Yeah, you could get away, yeah. That's right. If you called play party, you could do it, but if you called it square dance, no, you can't do that.
Do you remember any more of those tunes?
That we used? Well, we used to almost anything. We used Soldier's Joy or anything for that, the other part of it like that, because at that, when they were doing that part of the thing, they probably didn't sing so much. They just went through the movements of the square dance movement without the song, that they kept time with their, dealing with their feet like a lot of people do now for the square.
So how did they learn to do this?
We're just watching the people out there on the floor doing it, I guess. Huh?
Was there a group of people that actually
went around teaching it?
Had dances? No, that didn't bother about whether or not you called it a dance or not. They were going to go ahead.
Well, for a long time they got by with, the young people got by with calling these, say, play parties. And one time you'd have it in one girl's family's house, and the next time another girl down the road, they'd have a play party. And their friends came, and they went through all these gyrations. And the first person to actually say, I'm having a square dance, and you're all invited, was Clyde Shriver, and they called him Possum. He went by the name Possum. Possum Shriver said, I'm having a square dance, and we want you to come play for square dance. We're going to call, and we're going to have a regular dance. He just defied the church and everybody else in the community. He had a square dance. Well, after he done that, well, then I think Luther Tanner or somebody said, well, it was his son-in-law. If a Possum can do it, we can do it here. So they done it there, and then it finally broke down the barrier that the people did a square dance.
About when was that?
That was in the late 20s and early 30s.
And what church denomination?
The church denomination in that area at that time was not predominantly Church of Christ. They still don't allow any musical instrumentation in their church at all. They sing, but that's all. They don't.
Okay, lots of other churches at that time, even now, wouldn't allow that.
Well, that's probably right. Yes, that's probably right. But one of the most usual situation I ever got into was trying to call square dances for a Jewish synagogue. And it just didn't work. It just didn't work out. The people that was holding it had a good idea, but they thought it would be great to raise money for their church. But it did raise money for them, as far as I was concerned, but the dancing didn't take hold at all. They just didn't. They had no idea about square dancing, and they didn't want to do it, as far as I was concerned. In around there, Methodist, Baptist, and some other churches, but not the Church of Christ, because they didn't allow any instrumentation.
And what kind of hymns would they?
Well, I guess just at that time, just the regular. I'm not that much of a church attendant. At that time, they was probably just anything, you know, like Old Rugged Cross, almost anything. But they sang the church.
Beautiful brown eyes. Or blue eyes, either one.
No, we tried that last night, didn't we? Down at the jam station, and I've never tried that. I'll
Sweet Fern.
Yeah. Sweet Fern is an old love song, and it's also a waltz. And I play it, and I tell people, if you're over 60, you'll recognize it. If you're not, you won't. D.
Thank you.
every year, well, have been for the last 13 years, I've along with Board of Parks and Recreation in Morgantown and some other musicians, have sponsored a winter music festival. And the idea behind that was a lot of musicians get around and play a lot of music in the summertime, and then when it gets cold weather, you stop playing music because you stop mingling with your other people and you don't go all these different places. But it started 13 years ago, and I think maybe I was the only man with a dulcimer player there. And Patty, how many was there this year? There was.
Oh, well, let's see. In the one room, there was at least seven of us.
In fact, we started getting complaints. You got too many dulcimer players here. If you don't quit this one, I'll come back. But that is showing you what dulcimer players, you know, how much they've done in 13 years. So both the lap dulcimer, mountain dulcimer, and the hammer dulcimer. So keep up the good work. You're spreading the word.
Joe Clark.
What about him?
I like the way you play it. I think everybody would like it.
Someone asked for Red Wing.
What?
Someone asked for Red Wing.
Didn't we play Red Wing?
Either one.
Both.
I thought we played Red Wing, didn't we? Okay. Rusty Red Wing. D.
Thank you.
first tune you ever learned?
I don't know. I read it out. Can you remember the first tune you ever learned? I doubt it, didn't you?
Yeah,
what was it?
On the guitar, it was Your Cheating Heart.
Your cheating heart. Well, that tells you about how old you are, too, doesn't it? We done a hymn, didn't we? Yes, we did. In E, right? Fly, fly away, E. That's a hard one. That's like that.
Wabash Cannonball.
Wabash Cannonball.